Happy August 29th. I am your host on Zeta Global Radio, Lainey Savanti, and I am here to start off the show with world-renowned best-selling author Ruth Dreher. She's here. She's an intuitive numerologist. You hear her weekly talk about the numbers of the day, but she doesn't just do the numbers of the day. She can do your compatibility readings. She can do really any sort of number readings on what you're looking for, love, career, finance. She's an incredible, incredible, gifted woman, and we're so thrilled and honored to have her here. Welcome, Ruth.
Thank you, Savanti, and let me just add that numerology is great for if you're opening a new business and you're looking at a name. As long as you have a name and a date, you can do numerology on anything. Your pet, your business, your people you hire. It's great for anything.
Well, you actually did the numerology on what it would be like to change my name to Walken, which I thought that was interesting because I know in one of our original discussions, your name is dictated in your numerology from birth, but of course women change their name as they get married, and does that change the vibration? And you explain that in depth really well.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay, so tell us about the number of the day, August 29.
So today's date is 8/29/2015. Adding 2 plus 29 plus 2015 totals 72, which adds to 9. So today is the ninth day in the 9-day cycle. The perfect time for endings, and though this is not the end of the month, it is our final numerology minute for August. So what is it that needs to be completed, released, or thrown out before September comes? We speak so much about acquiring. What if you delete something each time you acquire? 9 is a great day to forgive, forget, and lighten up. No matter how juicy or painful the experience was, if you hang on to it, it will color your future. Give yourself a break. The past is gone, the future unknown, and we only have now. That's why it's called the present. We open it, and out comes a brand new experience, unless we say, that reminds me of. So begin today. Just throw out one file or one item from your medicine cabinet or one thing in the closet. 9 lives in the attitude of gratitude, so say thank you, I appreciated you, and now I'm making room for what comes next. Then thank yourself for allowing change to come into your life. For Zeta Global Radio, I'm Ruth Dreher. Find out more about numerology at www.cybernumbers.com.
Well, and I'm grateful for you, Ruth Dreher, and so is everybody here at Zeta Global Radio. Thank you for being with us today, and we look forward to speaking to you next week as we learn what September 5th is all about.
Okay, that'll be fun.
We'll be right back. Best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher is bringing her wisdom of the Pythagorean system to live workshops and retreats. Join us in the Land of Enchantment as we delve into the meaning of the numbers and how our numbers at birth are the blueprint for our life's destiny. Held at the Conscious Event Venue Tech Love in Nob Hill, first 10 registrations will receive a complimentary 15-minute private session with Ruth to answer that burning question you've always wanted to know. For more information, please visit our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. Thank you so much, Ruth, for that wonderful daily download of numerology goodness. And as we do every week, we have our top of the hour positive news segment. And back with us, back by demand, we have Vitaly Safarov here from the UK telling us what's happening that way. So welcome back, Vitaly. We love having you here.
Thank you so much. Great pleasure. Great pleasure. I've missed a show last week, so I'm back and I'm ready.
Woo! Okay. All right. Well, a lot of us always want to hear what's happening around the world, and you are sort of our man on the streets coming from Glastonbury of all amazing places in the UK. So tell us what's happening in Europe.
Wonderful. Thank you, Savanti. Okay, I'd like to go back to August 11th. Now, for all UFO and paranormal lovers, guys, you're going to love this. On the night of the August 11th here in Glastonbury, an unidentified flying object hovering above the green fields was filmed by two teenagers. Now, our dear friend Daisy Force, who is the healer, angel medium, author, and the teacher, and the founding president of the Angels of Awakening Academy, told Zeta News that she received numerous texts and phone calls concerning this phenomenon. Now, we have a very special report, a video recorded by Daisy Force interviewing the witnesses, and we'll be uploading on the ZGR video later on today or tomorrow.
Wow. This is so incredible, because this is really what we're talking about, is that we are calling all people to be spiritual journalists and to report in on the news that they are witnessing and sharing with us here on ZGR. Daisy Centris is the winner of the 2015 ITV documentary, Three in a Bed. I visited Daisy Center on my way to Monaco 2014, where we stayed in Glastonbury for a few nights. And Daisy's sanctuary, with the center itself, it's really something to admire. It's very calm, and it's healing, and of course, super high vibrational. And I love, love, love that all the rooms have angelic names, such as Archangel Gabriel and Melchizedek and Michael and Uriel. So angels win a TV program. If you love all things angelic, want to learn more about sacred geometry and its relationship to the angels of awakening, or want to stay in an award-winning hotel there in the heart of Glastonbury, please visit the Daisy Center, DAISYCENTRES.com. And I just wanted to note, Vitaly, you mentioned real briefly there that we're going to be uploading that to the Zeta Continuum YouTube page. Let's talk about that for a second, because that's a pretty big announcement of what we are doing here at Zeta and how we're kind of expanding the growth of the radio show. So let's talk about what's happening on Zeta Continuum for a minute.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Savante. We have a wonderful partner, an expert in the field of YouTube, who has approached us to take all of our shows and put it on YouTube to expand our social networking. So all of the shows that we're recording as audio will be now converted into MP4, and they'll be played through all YouTube channels. So everything that we do, from news to interviews to wonderful events coming up next year, whether they're visual promos, whether they're audio promos, all going to be networked through YouTube. So we're very, very excited. It's just another way for us to expand our brand awareness and what we are really doing here for the world and for all conscious community, really. So I'm very, very excited. I know people might say, hey, listen, this is only YouTube, but for us, we take every step with such pride, and we're like a little baby. We're helping the Zeta brand to really grow. So I'm very, very pleased with that. And for those of you, you can actually visit the Zeta Continuum YouTube. It's going to be launched this Saturday. Please come, like, share, and we're really looking forward to bringing more of a wonderful, wonderful spiritual content to the social media networking. Thank you.
That's excellent. Well, I know it's certainly a big plus for the advertisers to know that we have another outreach for them. So advertisers, if you want to learn more about that, you could always contact us here at info@thelabnm.com, or private message us right on our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. Okay, Vitaly, what else do we have? We have a few minutes left.
Sure, you got it. Let's go to London. The Conference for Consciousness and Human Evolution is an annual event held in London, August 28th, 29th, and 30th this year. It's a three-day event packed with talks and lectures from some of the greatest researchers in the field. Topics will include the latest scientific discoveries, human potential, metaphysics, mystical experiences, and human connection beyond five senses that we already know.
Well, since today is August 29th, it means that people could either go today if you're in London proper, or maybe pick up a day pass tomorrow, which is the 30th. Is that right? Maybe since it's happening right now, they can come in and get that. Well, this is a great event. Features world-class speakers. If you're in London, check it out. New York Times bestselling author Greg Braden, internationally renowned as a pioneer in bridging science, ancient wisdom, and the real world, will be there. For over 27 years, if you don't know who Greg Braden is, he has explored high mountain villages, remote monasteries, and forgotten texts to merge their timeless secrets with the best science of today. So he is known for a lot of his paradigm-inspiring books. I know I have The Divine Matrix, which is a really great book. So if you're in London, check it out, the Conference for Consciousness in the Human Evolution. Okay, what's the next step, Vitaly?
Well, wonderful. Well, of course, one of the other speakers that I wanted to highlight within this conference is Lynn McTaggart. She's an author of the international best-selling sensation intention, the field, the bond, and the intentional experience. Now, she engaged over 100,000 of participants all over the world to apply the dynamics of the power of intention to heal the world. Pretty impressive quantum material.
Yeah, I agree. Lynn is also the architect of the Intention Experiments. It's a web-based global laboratory, and you can learn more about what she's doing at theintentionexperiment.com. It was prominently featured in the plotline of Dan Brown's blockbuster, The Lost Symbol. And Lynn has also appeared in many award-winning documentaries, including What the Bleep, Down the Rabbit Hole, Living Matrix, and I love that movie, Tom Shadyac's I Am. So this is great, Vitaly. You're letting people not only know about good events, but why they should go and who the powerhouses that are going to be at these events are. So again, for more information, you can go to theintentionexperiment.com or visit tcche.org. All right, one more. I think we have time for one more.
Wonderful. Okay, let's do this one. This one is my favorite. Okay, so we're looking at November 5th to 8th. It's a historic conference making the 40th anniversary of Travis Walton Experience, which includes a variety of events and panels, including a very special pre-conference tour of the forest site where Travis Walton disappeared and screening of a new documentary, Travis. Check it out. The trailer is amazing.
Where is this going to be at? You said November 5th through the 8th. Where in what part of the world?
It's in Overgaard in Arizona.
Oh, Arizona, U.S. Arizona? I mean, I guess that there's no other Arizonas that I know of, right?
Sorry, I've just jumped around the world. I went to the United States.
I love it. You came to our neck of the woods. Very good. Well, I'll have to come up with something I find in Europe next time on your behalf. Our listeners, if you remember, in 1975, the Site Greaves National Forest incident involving Travis Walton, the Arizona logger whose third kind encounter with a UFO was witnessed by his six co-workers. The crew were given lie detector tests by state police when they were accused of inventing the UFO report in order to cover up for murdering Walton. Travis Walton's book about the incident was made into the Paramount movie, Fire in the Sky, released in 1993. And this is totally bizarre, Vitaly, because I'm going to have to scratch my head or talk to Howard, but somebody we just spoke to knows of this. They are related somehow to the Travis Walton. I don't know. I'm going to have to go back into my recesses of my brain, but this has come up now a second time recently. So thank you for including it in your news.
Tracy Tormey, who was the director of The Fire in the Sky. Well, I think he wrote the script.
Oh, so this has come up recently. So anyways, nevertheless, I know that Travis has been the subject of countless worldwide media reports and now speaks about it internationally. But to learn more, you can go to traviswalton.com, and if you are a UFO, sci-fi, alien sort of person out there, or people, I know so many people are, again, we too are working on Probe International Conference in Blackpool, UK for next year, and lots of excitement to unfold there. Actually, this October, we can talk about, Vitaly, is that right, the launch of the new website and get people excited about thinking. If you're thinking about coming to a vacation and you are into this subject matter, think ahead for October 2016 because we have some incredible, incredible production and surprises in store for you in Blackpool, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, yes. I can't wait to announce. So I'm going to be at the conference making the announcements, and of course we'll have you, Savante, and the rest of the team in a pre-recorded message send the greetings to the audiences in the Probe. And so, we're looking forward. It's something extraordinary coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing, and I'm pleased and honored to be helming the film festival component part of this whole event, and much more will be discussed about that. But we are out of time in this segment for the positive news. And as always, I love conversing with you, Vitaly, and learning about what's happening out there. And I'm glad you're able to share it with the rest of the world here on Zeta Global Radio.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Great pleasure and honor. And I'm looking forward to be back next week. I'll be back.
All right. Sounds good. Lots of love. And take a moment, take a breather, listen to our wonderful advertisers. We'll be back in a moment on Zeta Global Radio.
This is Andrea Williams, publisher of Natural Awakenings magazine in New Mexico, your monthly health and wellness publication. Our August magazine is focused on our children, the future generation. We look at new ways of parenting, share healthy kids' recipes, the pros and cons of vaccinations, and what to consider before getting that tattoo. We're excited to publish the Santa Fe Yoga Festival schedule with Michael Franti and Grace Potter as major music acts and 3 days of back-to-back classes presented by over 30 magnificent teachers in our August issue. Now at newsstands in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Taos, or online at naturalawakeningsnnm.com. To advertise your events or services, please call 505-999-1319. Wishing you a beautiful summer.
Zeta Global Radio is proud to sponsor Irish best-selling author of Who Is God? You Are, Fiona Fay, in her upcoming teleseminar called The Other Way. Embark on the discovery of you and join us as we connect for 5 weekly calls with a sacred group gathered to open up to the greater potential. This course will focus on finding the missing piece, that's P-E-A-C-E, in your lives and manifesting clarity around your life purpose and clearing the mind of clutter. Registration is happening now. Classes begin September 15th, and Fiona Fay is also offering a 15-minute one-on-one private session for the first 10 paid registration. Isn't it time now you lived in love, joy, happiness, and abundance? Fiona is the perfect guide to get you on your way. To register your spot, please visit the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page.
Hello, this is Akashiana. I invite you to join us for a deep immersion of self-love and purification in the sacred waters of Costa Rica in April 2016. This is a deeper awakening into a space to remember, a time to reunite, and an experience of sacred exploration within divine you. We invite you through Zeta Global Radio for a special savings of 20%. On our next Sacred Exploration. Sacred Explorations is part of the Path of Samadhi. It takes you on an experiential, spiritual journey to the core of your being.
Luminaries is back. Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. Today is round 2 in our Conscious Music series, and this is super cool for me because we have one artist in studio. Cade is in the house locally. Woo! So hello and welcome to the show. That's perfect. So that's good. And then I'm super jazzed as well that Cade's co-hosting with me because we have Jay Brave Luminous of the Luminaries in here from California. So welcome to the show. I'm excited to let the world know about what you do.
Thanks. Good to be on. I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah. So I was excited that Cade was available as well because both of you guys are, in my opinion, like modern day hip hop poets for spirit, for oneness, for wholeness. And you guys also just embody this incredible light and you shine it in such a different way on hip hop. And then there's people like you guys who are just bringing spirit. And, you know, I remember way back when I first met Jay Brave and Luminaries, I did an event in 2009 called 2012 Quantum Leap. And it was in 2009, and they just killed it. But it was like, I've never forgotten Peace Worldwide Starts With Inside. And I hope I didn't chop that up. But I always say that, and it's because of you. Jay Brave. So anyways, tell us what you're up to these days, a little bit about where Luminaries is at, what you're doing in the world, and let's get into it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really grateful you guys had me. Once again, it's been an amazing almost 10-year journey with Luminaries coming up at the end of this year, celebrating our connection when we first started in Venice Beach. As some of y'all may know, myself and Free Will came together. We were working with homeless and at-risk youth at the time. And, you know, we were full-time youth mentors and counselors then in Hollywood with that community. And through our personal connection, we started to realize we had a musical connection as well. And so our group kind of formed from that bond, doing service in the world and helping people. And we decided through our music, we wanted to expand that intention. And so, you know, Luminaries was formed shortly after. And, you know, we started to perform at like local house parties and throwing our own little house parties in Venice Beach, where we lived, and, you know, started performing locally at open mics, wherever we really could. And from there, it just kind of caught on, and members had joined the crew, and, you know, we became an ensemble. And fast forward now, we've been performing across the country and internationally as well. We've been able to perform in places like Bali, Indonesia, Chichen Itza, Mexico. We played in London.
Wow.
We had a tour in Palestine and Israel. We've done a few shows in Canada. We just got back from Quebec a few weeks ago. Right. Costa Rica this year as well. It was really fun of them. We played in the Vision Festival. And so it's just really expanded. We've been really grateful to be able to continue applying our service with our music and spreading the good message. And we're in the works actually putting out a new project called Seconds of Solace, a new album, and also a new documentary film called When the People Lead about our travels through Palestine and Israel. So that's kind of the current update and what's going on.
Wow, that's going to be awesome.
Did you have a film crew go with you? I mean, this was already set up that you guys knew you were going to be doing a documentary?
Yeah. We actually went with an organization called Sister Cities International, and their intention is to connect, a trilateral connection with different cities. One of them was in Kfar Saba, Israel. One of them was in Qalqilya, Palestine, and they were from Gainesville, Florida. And so it was like a kind of a trinity of cultural exchange and unity, and they even brought some kids out to the United States to work with them out there at some point. And so they had brought
awesome.
A delegation, which included a music teacher from Gainesville, Florida, as well as a art teacher from Gainesville, Florida. They even brought the mayor of Gainesville. And they were just so enamored by our music and saw some of our music videos online, fortunately, that they reached out to us to bring us out there. And so that trip happened back in 2011. And they did have a film crew with them. And we were able to view and document the whole experience. And we went across, again, in Palestine. We performed at concert music venues out there. We played at a festival, played at the youth center, at a college. And we did a few shows in Tel Aviv at a few nightclubs. This really diverse type of cultural exchange and performance opportunities. Met a lot of young people as well as some politicians in the region. And it was all documented. So we've been kind of sitting on the film for a couple of years. And now we're kind of taking action to bring that back to life and reveal what the story was like out there.
That's awesome. I think it's great that you guys are spreading your experiences through life.
Let me ask you a question. From where we are today in 2015 to where we were when you first started, did you have to kind of sell people on and explain who you are and what you do, and stay specifically to kind of our own tribe and community? And where is that branched out to now today? Is it more a crossing over into mainstream, or are we still kind of preaching to our own beautiful spiritual choir? Like, where have you seen in the evolution of the beautiful work that you're doing out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think, unfortunately, because of what's being, propagated on the radio, it's like people perceive the culture of hip-hop music as being this kind of vanity-driven, commercialized thing. And I think that's a part of what it's become, I think, because corporate entities took a hold of it, much like they do with rock and roll, and made it more commercialized and put it in a box. I think the true essence of hip-hop music has always been about peace, love, unity, and spreading the good word and bringing
Absolutely.
People together. I think, people came together in New York City, and kids didn't have their own identity. They didn't have their own sense of who they were, and they created something that displayed their art form, which was dancing and graffiti and we just do our best to really touch upon the elements of what hip-hop is really about as far as bringing people together. We don't have much trouble feeling connected to the community because there's a lot of people who just want to hear a positive message in the world, regardless of the genre of what we display. Being hip-hop is our form of modality. I think people in the world just want to connect to something positive, and I think that I don't really believe in the preaching of the choir type thing, to be honest. I feel like we have to continue to formulate community and build bonds and create an energy field and bring people into it. So to me, it's like it's important to spread that and go out to different communities and spaces where people aren't getting that type of energy, whether it be through music or spirituality or holistic modalities or through food or whatever we're creating. Of course, you have to spread that, but I think it's really important to create that hub and space where people feel safe and the container is strong and we can bring people in. And when they come in that container, they're so overwhelmed by it. It's like, wow, like I never knew that there could be people that live so happily. So I think we're just kind of rolling with this new age expansive movement that's happening across the world, and we're just stepping into it and sharing our gifts.
I think that's beautiful. I I fully embrace that, and I love that if we could just model that and allow that energy and that container to expand, we can magnetize the community as one even bigger. I know that I'm doing that with this show, and that's why the top of the hour is always a positive news segment, because everywhere else you can get the gloom and doom. And here I really just want to showcase the beautiful people out there creating these festivals, creating the events, creating the workshops, the books that expand us into consciousness and then connect us all. I mean, this show alone has listeners in over 50 countries, and we're so grateful for that. So we want to show how we're all connected, and a lot of the times positive news gets overlooked. So having people like Cade, having people like you, Jay Brave, on the show, sharing the work that you do as a poet, as an activist for peace, as a musician, as just an amazing humanitarian, is just a gift for everyone who's listening to you right now. Let me ask you, where do you have any plans to be coming to the Southwest anytime soon?
You know, as of right now, we don't have any bookings down in Arizona or New Mexico or in that particular region. We just have, you know, we've done pretty extensive touring this year. You know, we played in, like, really across the country in, like, a bunch of different places. But nothing on the books right now to come back south.
Well, we might have to work on getting you over here, because I'd love to see you and put together a big Conscious Media New Mexico festival and show people what you do. I wanted to ask you one last question. Are you feeling that the amount of hip-hop is staying sort of consistent in its genre? Do you feel like it's branching out into other people like you doing what you, positive messaging that you're doing? Or what is the state with the two of you, I guess I'll ask that, of hip-hop today?
Yeah, you know, I just think that it's important that we're not swayed by what's on the mainstream media. Like, you know, I feel like I don't even like to watch TV, let alone listen to, like, a lot of the radio or what's being, like, pumped in different mainstream channels, because I feel it's being diluted and sometimes intentionally created to sway public opinion in different ways. And so I think there's a myriad of amazing artists that are doing some really great work in the context of, you know, hip-hop and social activism and spreading consciousness. For instance, like, you know, even someone in the mainstream like Macklemore, I think he's a great example of someone who's kind of come from a place of, you know, trying to do something positive and just share his genuine story. And he's been, you know, glorified in a good way, like, and publicized because he's just being himself. And I think there's a lot of great artists like, you know, Eli and The Grouch and Zion I and, you know, even the Mortal Technique, he's always been kind of revolutionary, but always, like, speaking about things that are controversial and trying to bring light in places that have a lot of shadow. So there are a ton of artists that are using their voice to do good things. I try not to focus on those that aren't, because it's just an expression of humanity. Humanity isn't always shining and positive and rainbowy and light. You know, sometimes there is a lot of, you know, pain, and there's a lot of...
It's true. The duality of the planet.
Yeah, so to me, it's like, I don't judge it. I just, like, let it be. I'd rather focus on what I can offer. If we get too caught up in what we don't like, we'll keep attracting that.
Well, we need to take a break. Cade, I'm going to get the answer to that question on the next segment. But Jay Brave, tell all the beautiful people out there who are listening how they can learn more about your music and where to find it and buy it and keep track of what you're doing in the world.
Yeah, for sure. You can catch up with Luminaries on pretty much every channel. We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, of course. Hit us up at luminariesmusic.com and be on the lookout for our new album, Seconds of Solace, as well as our new documentary coming out called When the People Lead. We're going to start a crowdfunding campaign for that very soon. So look out for that if you want to support and you want to help what we're creating.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. And we do a lot of filmmaker shows as well. We're really big. We're filmmakers here as well. And we are all constantly doing shows where we can put the call out for Indiegogo and Kickstarter and all the different crowdfunding campaigns. So please keep us apprised of that. We'll be happy to let the people know how to support you. And we're going to take a break here. And I think our outro will be some of your great music. And thank you for being on the show. And we'll be right back.
We brought some friends along too.
Rekindle the golden era of hip-hop music.
Yo.
fundamentally elementary. You remember me, the eloquence of evidence streamed into your memory. Benevolence, the effort to dream into the heavenly, where everything is peaceful and everyone loves your energy.
The Lab Recording Studio is located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the spiritual heart of the Southwest. Whether you're a singer-songwriter, band, voiceover actor, or have a film or TV show that needs scoring, the Lab is a wonderful facility to work in. The list of clients range from Sony, Macy's, and Toyota to independent films such as John Nussbaum's Maria Morte and shorts for Sperry Topsiders, Ralph Lauren, and more. Product quality is that of any big New York or LA studio, only without the big city expenses. Featuring marvelous places to stay and historical and spiritual sites to visit, consider the Lab for your next recording experience. You can visit us at thelabnm.com, facebook.com/thelababq, or email us direct at info@thelabnm.com.
Patricia here from Sculpt Laser Lipo Weight Loss and Wellness Coaching. If you're like a lot of us, you're probably feeling tired, sluggish, and just stuck in a rut. Now's the time to lose weight, have more energy, kick that sugar habit, and feel absolutely amazing. I offer comprehensive health coaching plus the latest in non-invasive laser treatments to clients all over New Mexico. I also work with clients from all over the globe via Skype, email, and phone. No matter where you are, let's work together to create your personal roadmap to abundant health. To set up your initial health consultation and learn more, call 505-908-7353 or visit sculptlaserlipo.com. As a special thank you to Zeta Global Radio listeners, I am offering 10% off all laser lipo and health coaching services. You deserve to live a happy, healthy, and vibrant life. Let's start your journey today.
Hi, I'm Jane Charles, the producer of the film Sold, and you're listening to Zeta Global Radio.
I'm an angel with wings angled at pointing opposite ways, so there won't be any fine, just the hope that they can change. As the years pass, we grew brittle and broke away. As the dust rolled off my back, I blew a kiss and wished them away. It feels
welcome
so
back
good
to Zeta Global Radio. So nice having Jay Brave Luminous here. And we have Cade still in studio with us. And the rest of this segment is going to be about you.
All right.
So welcome back.
Thank you.
We left the last segment talking about talking to Jay Brave about, you know, the state of hip hop today and positive messaging and, you know, kind of the mainstream hip hop. And so I just wanted to get your answer into what your thoughts were on where things are at in the genre.
Right. Well, I'm kind of along the same lines of Jay Brave. I don't really subjectify myself to the mainstream too often. Mm-hmm. I kind of stick in my little underground layer, and I'm really into feeding off people's energy, so I like to keep people around who have the same mind frame I do.
Yeah,
or you know,
that's
like, so like-minded.
Important.
Yeah, absolutely. So I probably have a harsh opinion about mainstream, but I mean the nice way to put it is I really hate what it's doing to our youth. You know, the messages that it's spreading, it's all negativity, it's all about, you know, monetary needs, and that really bothers me. So,
well, again, as I was saying, it's great having people like what the two of you are doing. So for the people who don't know you out there, you are a rising star in the industry per se, and tell people a little bit about who Cade is.
Well, born and raised in Albuquerque, off of Wyoming and Central, so kind of in a rough neighborhood. Just your normal kid. I was really active all my life, rollerbladed and rock climbed pretty much from day one. And
still do.
And still do. And I started writing poetry, and that's kind of how I found my muse in lyricism. You know, I ventured off. At first, I didn't even like hip-hop when I was a young kid. It was all about, you know, Nirvana, Korn, you know, more of a heavy metal rock kind of guy. But I turned 16, and I was watching a snowboarding video, and I heard an underground hip-hop song by this artist named Benefit. It's called Proceeding with Caution. And I was just, like, baffled at the wordplay. Like, it starts out professional, up in a decibel above extraterrestrial, audible vessels for blood, audible missiles and vocal dismissals. So it's like this insane wordplay that just captivated me. And from then on, I was just like, well, I found out where I'm going to go.
Wow.
Hip hop for me, so.
Well, it's I have a little experience of you in your work. Cade is on my husband's record label, and I was in the recording studio here where we do Zeta Global Radio, and Howard said, well, I want you to hear a song. I don't know exactly how it went, but it was pretty much like, I want to hear. I've seen you around. Who are you? Good looking, beautiful man.
Thank
like,
you, thank
what,
you.
What's all? What's really like? I want to hear your music. And then Mangled Angel came on, and that was it for me. Like I was like, this is a superstar in the making. Like I heard that. Like I had chills up and down my chakras. I mean, I was so blown away. And I looked at Howard, and he kind of said, "Yep." And I knew that I was going to support your career from that moment on. And so I'm excited about Mangled Angel and everything else. So let's talk about that. I know you have an EP coming out later this year. Where are things at with your music?
Well, right now we're going to get in the studio and record a couple new songs, figure out, you know, which ones are going to be on the EP. And that should be out by, you know, late fall or beginning of winter, around the holidays. And then we're going to go back on to my album, Medicated, and get that, you know, wrapped up by the spring.
Why is it called Medicated?
Because my entire life, I was, you know, in school, they were kind of like, what is this kid's problem? He is bright. He's an intellectual human being. He, you know, obviously knows what's going on, but he's just failing at school. And so they put me through all kinds of tests for, you know, ADHD and whatever other, you know, sickness they could conjure up, and started just prescribing me pills, Ritalins, Dextrogens, all that kind of stuff. And so I started taking them, and I noticed this drastic change in my demeanor. I'm usually a very colorful, kind of like a cartoon character, you know, many voices, many sound effects. A lot of people could never understand what I was talking about because it was mainly sound effects. And that all went away. And so I was like, why is that gone? And I stopped doing these pills, and I realized that's what kind of took my character away.
Oh, dumbed you down.
Yeah. And so I was like, I can't do this. So, you know, natural to me being where I'm from, I just, you know, sold the drugs. I just got rid of them. And never took them again. And from that moment forth, I just continued to smoke weed, and I'm fine.
Well, do you feel that the inspiration now comes from spirit, like you're able to meditate more and kind of get
absolutely.
These beautiful downloads?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you want to share any of them now? I mean, are any of them in some of your songs?
Now?
We have the time.
Yeah, we have. Like Mangled Angel, like you were saying, is probably one of my proudest songs at the moment, just due to the fact of what it's about. It's about, you know, struggling through life, you know, getting singled out in the crowd and picked on and beat up and, you know, just kind of tossed around your whole life. And then...
So this is your story?
It is, yes, my story. It's a very personal story, so if I get a little emotional, forgive me. But, yeah, the first verse, I mean, I can just sing you the first verse or something.
I'd love it.
Because that'd be...
I'd love it. I'd love for the audience to hear it, and then eventually they're going to hear it all.
Yeah.
All put together.
Well, the first verse starts out, I'm an angel with wings angled up pointing opposite ways, so there won't be any flying, just the hope that they can change. As the years passed, wings grew brittle and broke away, but as the dust rolled off my back, I blew a kiss and wished them away. It feels so good to be accepted as a person, no more weird looking or devil labels at the churches. Now I seem invisible, no one pays attention. I much rather this than play the pincushion for their regression. No more lightly stepping, now lightning is my weapon and his thunder is my voice. This angel is accepted, land living was my choice. I'll prove to the people that you don't need wings to fly. Open your heart and let the music be your ride. And that right there just kind of signifies, you know, don't get beat up your whole life. Don't let people take out their aggression on you because it's not fair. You know, my dad did it to me my whole life, and I love the man, don't get me wrong. But he did project his anger on the wrong people. You know, he was angry with himself. He was angry at his job or whatever. But he projected it upon his children. And it kind of, you know, broke everybody apart. And I realized that, and I was like, how do we change this? Like, I don't want to have animosity towards my father. I want him to feel the love. You know what I mean? So instead of me going, oh, poor me, my dad, you know, was mean or whatever, or my mom spanked me, or I got beat up as a kid. Instead of, you know, dwelling on all that, move past it. Find your passion in life. Instead of focusing on, you know, being passionate about disliking people, find the passion that drives you inside.
Jay, I think Jay Bray said the same thing. Let's not focus on the negative. Let's focus on the positive. I'm the same way. It's like, let's model, not let's just talk about it. Let's just model it.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, the whole premise for Zeta Global Radio is modeling it by the things we talk about, the guests we have, the topics we embark on, is finding ways to come together and find the positive, because there's a lot out there, we all know that, that can really bring us down. And we've had plenty of people on the show who find adversity, but they find the strength through the adversity to come out the other side. And
absolutely.
I think that's like what I'm hearing you are sharing, is that you're coming out the other side through your music.
Right.
And I see that a lot, as probably most hip hop is. Some really get it all out.
Right.
I mean, the spoken word is just, sometimes people can't understand it, but the people who are getting it out there, it's like intense.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing about it, is you have so many artists and so many diverse ways of delivery that, I mean, you'll never run out of options of style. You know, you can always find the style that intrigues you as a listener, no matter where you go.
So there's no particular formula in doing a hip-hop song, or is there a particular formula?
I mean, there might be. I might not know it, but, mm-hmm. I mean, for me...
Actually, Howard probably he'd be the one to answer
right?
that question.
Well, I'm sure, you know, there's the 8-bar verse, 16-bar, or 8-bar hook, 16-bar verse.
Yeah.
You know, and that's pretty much your standard. I don't pay attention to that whatsoever.
Yeah. You just create.
Well, because I like to tell a story. You know, I like sustenance in my music, and sometimes that just doesn't fit in 16 bars. You know, sometimes you have to... You know, you can't just cut it off and then start back in where you left off in the next verse. Sometimes you can, but most of the time, it's gonna create a chop in the song.
Well, I think when you're downloading and you're expressing, that's just from such a different vibration. And then when you kind of get mental with like the song components, but that's why you have a great producer,
right?
In Howard Wolkin, to you know, really keep those things on track and like mirror, you know, the logistics with your artistry. And
right.
That's exciting. And it's exciting that what you're sharing, not only is it's personal, but it's so heartfelt that everyone who feels your music is inspired, is in touch, is expanded. That's exactly how I feel. So let's hear more of your music. We're going to take a break.
All right.
You are listening to Zeta Global Radio, and I am Lainey Savante-Wolkin here at the Lab Recording Studios with Cade in-house in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So stick around. We have a lot more on our segment today, our show on spiritual hip-hop. We'll be right back.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Knob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
The tiny homes movement seems to be exploding all over the world. People are choosing to downsize their homes into more affordable, mobile versions of their dream homes. World-famous painter and craftsman Michael Ostosky is also owner of Roadrunner Homes, unique, one-of-a-kind land yachts that are ready to hit the road when you are. Be sure and take a look at some of the Roadrunner Homes for sale at facebook.com/groups/Roadrunner Tiny Homes. Custom orders are welcome. Remember, with Roadrunner Homes, home is where you park it.
Hi, this is Michael Ostosky, and you're listening to Zeta Global Radio.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I'm here, Lainey Savanti-Wilkin, with Cade, and you just heard a piece of Mangled Angel.
Yeah. Sweet, ooh, the sweet sounds of Mangled Angel.
I think a lot of people are going to hear that all over the world. I think
I hope
that,
so.
I mean, Howard and I have talked about you going on tour in Japan and in Europe, and I just think that they're going to just, I mean, I'm not going to say you remind me of Eminem and 8 Mile, but today you're wearing your bandana. Like, there's a part of me that's like, yeah, you can be that huge. And by the way, today is Michael Jackson's birthday.
Oh,
so
happy
birthday to the King of Pop. Wanted to say happy birthday, happy Angel Day to the absolute greatest. I had the opportunity to work with him for the beginning of my career.
Oh, nice.
And obviously, me, like a million other people, are fans. But, I mean, talk about someone who spoke from the heart.
Yeah. Yeah, his music was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, were you a Michael Jackson fan?
I can't say I was necessarily a fan, but I wasn't, you know, opposed to listening. I really jammed on his music. But, like I said, I was way more into Nirvana and the grunge type of scene.
Kind of
like more of the punk rock style.
Okay. And does that... Do those influences affect the music you write?
Oh, absolutely.
It does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in my opinion, hip-hop and punk rock are one and the same. It's just, you know, punk rocks are a little more edgy, a little more aggressive, whereas the hip-hop, you know, I found that scene is a little more laid back. And, you know, instead of focusing on so much of the negativity and the politics, we're focusing more on, you know, the upliftment of people.
Beautiful.
You know what I mean? And that was the major difference that I witnessed in the scene, and that's why I made the transition from the rock scene to the hip-hop scene. Plus, I graffiti. I used to break dance before my shoulders blew out and beatbox a little bit. So, you know, hip-hop has elements in it that everyone can explore.
When you tell people you're a hip-hop artist, do you say, I'm a conscious hip-hop artist? You just say, I'm a hip-hop artist. I mean, like, do you have to define yourself? Because I know I kind of was asking Jay Brave that, too.
Yeah.
You know, not that you're separated, but there's a big difference in
what
you're
difference.
Invoking
yeah.
and what Jay Brave and others are doing. So I just wonder, like, how do you present yourself out there?
Well, usually, I mean, I'm used to just saying I'm a hip-hop artist
because
I talk to a lot of other hip-hop artists. I don't usually talk to very many fans, I'd say. At shows, I do. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, like, one of those prissy hip-hop artists. But, the difference between rap and hip-hop, it should be known in my eyes. Like, hip-hop is about unity, is about the... all the elements involved. It's not just a music genre, it's a lifestyle. You know, you're a hip-hop head is what we're referred to as, because everything we do is kind of hip-hop, I guess you'd say. You hear a lot of people saying, I am hip-hop, and that's it. Whereas rap is, you know, just about kind of the party life.
Okay.
I mean, hip-hop...
I was gonna ask you, that's exactly the next question, is like, what's the difference between that? Because I don't think people my generation in their 40s and 50s have a frigging clue what the difference is. And we wouldn't want to offend.
Yeah.
You know, so wouldn't want to say, are you a rapper?
Or,
you know, like, so I think a lot of people would love to know the clarity.
Yeah. Well, and then rapper and MC is kind of the same difference. An MC is a wordsmith, and a rapper is more of just somebody who just mindlessly rhymes, just whatever. You know what I mean?
Got it.
They don't necessarily have a message in their song. It's just, let's just rhyme as many words as possible.
Got it. Not so much a story.
Right.
So I see you have a killer acoustic guitar right here. And
nice
I get the feeling I get a little concert. So tell us what you're going to play or what's on your mind.
Well, I've been working on this. I need to get on the mic. I've been working on this new blues song. And usually I don't play guitar and sing at the same time. The guitar is kind of like my at-home instrument. But I started playing music with the saxophone. And that's where I got into music. And then picked up the guitar shortly after. And I think that was because of the punk rock influence, to be honest. But anyway,
What was part of the punk rock influence?
The guitar.
It wasn't the sax.
No. I'm a big blues fan.
Got it.
So I kind of like incorporate the guitar, blues guitar, in with the hip hop. And this is kind of what came from it, I guess.
Awesome. But, does it have a name?
Not really yet. I think once it's completed and I can sit back and listen to it versus play it.
Wow. We're getting a super sneak peek.
Yeah,
A work in progress, evolving. You heard it here first on Zeta Global Radio. You are listening to Cade.
Caught in your wave, honey, don't pull me away, and I drown in your name with my battered remains that you whipped and chained. Girl, you took me away where the devil plays. There I shouted your name, no reply ever came. And I begged you to stay, but you ran away. And I haven't changed. I still love you the same. And I... Oh, yeah. I fucked that. Whatever. That's good, though.
Woo!
Like I said, work in progress, work in progress.
You heard it live here on Zeta Global Radio. Oh, my God, that was hot.
Thanks.
Woo! That's going to be great.
Shake.
Huh?
It makes me shake.
Wow. I want feedback for everyone who's listening. Hop on our Facebook page at
Yeah,
Zeta
please.
Global Radio. I want to know what you thought of that song.
Please be honest.
Huh?
I said, please be honest.
Oh.
I love honesty.
I think people are pretty honest. I do have one more question for you. Before we call it a day here,
uh-huh.
Tell me about Second Sons.
Second Sons is my very first hip-hop project. We started back in 2007 as Holiday and Cade. Holiday is my best friend. We've known each other since elementary school. And he and I basically started rapping together. We'd hold freestyle ciphers, so figured, hey, might as well make it a thing. So we started doing shows. He moved to Phoenix. We started playing shows out there, and then we came back here and still doing them to this day. So, but we have one album that we have recorded and getting out there. It's going to be called Up to Our Necks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, you're pretty busy.
Yeah.
So have you toured as of yet, or are you still starting to get into it? I know it's.
Yeah.
I know you were here with me when we were talking to Jay Brave. Like, he's just all over the world and growing, and I see that for you as well.
Absolutely.
So I just wondered what you've done so far.
I've done small ones. I mean, out of state real quick. I've never actually gone with like a group of people and went on a huge, long, extravagant road trip for a month or whatever to go on tour. Yeah, I've been gone for, you know, a couple weeks on end. Never been out of the country, and I really want to, but
we're going to have to work on changing that a bit. I think it's going to open up things. It's a whole new horizon, and a lot of the people who listen to our show are from all different countries, and I think the world's gotten smaller, particularly with social media, and but it's just so different in other parts of the world. And Howard and I are working on some musical concepts to take Bison, his spiritual dance music, and some conscious DJs, and really maybe do a tour of like a group of us. So maybe that's something we can all work on together.
Absolutely.
And just open up the hearts and minds of people and get them dancing and expanding in all ways.
Yes, I agree.
So we have 1 minute left. Anything you want to say to the future generations of the world?
Be kind. Be kind.
Yeah.
There's no room for the negativity anymore. You know, got to get rid of that. So be nice to one another, help thy neighbor, and, you know, just try to better yourself.
That's beautiful. Any thoughts for the young kids out there who are looking for a way out of the streets and who've had some maybe rough upbringings, who love music? I mean, you just started writing. Anything you can just maybe give them as some suggestions on how to turn their pain into power?
I mean, it's hard to say because it takes a certain mentality to pull yourself up out of the muck, especially if you're by yourself. But, I mean, be happy with yourself. And if you're not happy with yourself, work on that first. And then, you know, write it out. That's all I did. I took journals. I mean, I started out as a spoken word poet and never, you know, put anything to music. And then all of a sudden, I just started making all kinds of songs for my poetry. So that's how that got started for me.
Awesome. Thank you for being here today. And I think I'm going to just add to that and how I started the show with my favorite lyrics from Jay Brave and the Luminaries, Peace Inside. Peace Worldwide starts with Inside. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Jay Brave. Thank you, Vitaly. Thank you, Ruth. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend and keep on keeping on, and be sure and like our Facebook page if you haven't done so already, and share what we have going on. We have a lot of great seminars and workshops worldwide that we are sponsoring, and love for you to take a look at those and see how to expand your consciousness that way as well.
Absolutely.
And we wish you a wonderful day. Well, rest of the day, I should
say.
All right. Over and out.
Hi, I'm Jane Charles, and I'm here on Zeta Global Radio. And I'm talking about the film Sold. We made this film as a tool for change to help end child trafficking. It's been quite the journey for us, and we're now releasing the film in the fall. Right now, we are launching an Indiegogo campaign so that we can fund our marketing and outreach for the film. And you can find the Indiegogo at soldthemovie.com and on our Facebook at Sold the Movie on Facebook, and our Twitter is Sold Movie. And we do hope that when the film comes out, that everyone will see it and help us in this global move to end child trafficking and work with the Taught Not Traffic campaign so that we can keep kids in school until at least the age of 16, when they're 80% less likely to be trafficked. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Zeta Global Radio here on BBS, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join us as we come together for your visionary platform for spiritual journalism. We'll be interviewing authors, musicians, filmmakers, and world leaders who are coming together into one accord and sharing a story. ZGR is part of the Zeta Global Group Network.